hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Skunk Ravine. I'm Nick. This is Alex over here.
Yeah, what up?
We're coming to you live. It is 8:45 a.m., September 11th, 2001. We're recording on the 95th floor of the North Tower. And today should be a pretty good what? My phone just went airplane mode.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Happy 9/11 Eve, buddy.
That's what you want to call it?
Yeah. On the first hour of 9/11, Bin Laden gave to me.
Oh, my God.
One 737 crashing into a building.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, boy, howdy.
Yep.
I didn't realize it was the 10th already.
Oh, you forgot.
Why would I never forget, bro?
I'll tell you what I did. On September 12th, I start counting them down.
Oh, my God. You got like a fucked up advent calendar.
Yeah, dude. Not saying I would, but how funny would it be to crash a plane into the new tower? And the Pentagon still has four sides untouched.
You know?
Yeah.
Now we're going to get flagged for terrorism.
All right, everybody. If you know someone who died on 9/11, you might want to skip this episode because we're probably going to be making some 9/11 jokes. As we just did. Yeah. And just like the planes on that day, there's more than one.
Oh, my God.
So if you are a 110-foot building, you might want to turn this podcast off right Jesus. Now. I'm just warning you.
Oh, my God. It's,
yeah, dude. What do you think of terrorists were doing today?
I don't know. Probably like terrorist shit.
They were probably just like praying and bullshit.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they do.
Well,
I mean, we could try to get Reed Berry on here as long as he's like Hannibal Lectered up.
Yeah.
So he doesn't try to murder
him. We'll just have to duct tape him to a dolly and wheel his ass in here.
Right.
No, I think my guess is they're probably praying and all that bullshit. Mm. But I think the 7th of September, either the 7th or the 9th, I think it must be the 7th. I think they went to like Vegas or something.
To Vegas, huh?
Or wherever they were at. And
just
they,
to ride their Audis through
oh,
the desert.
Oh, they just partied.
Shoot guns
they drank
in the
a bunch
air.
They drank a bunch of booze, got a bunch of porn, probably fucked a bunch of hookers.
Did they do Audis though?
Audis?
Yeah, you know how they just drive their cars?
Yeah.
Like hanging out the window.
Super fast, and then they go.
Yeah, and then they all die.
And then it flips, and then bodies go flying.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then they're just like, we'll just make more friends.
Right.
Throw some money at some people and make more friends.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, dude.
I could watch those videos all day.
Mm-hmm. I find it, dude, I love watching shit about 9/11.
Yeah.
Because it's fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Because honestly, I'm just going to say it. It is like the coolest thing that's ever happened in my lifetime.
Fair enough.
I will say it's horrible.
Well, yeah.
It was a tragedy, right?
I get what you're saying.
But fucking planes were flying into buildings
yeah.
and exploding. Like,
yeah.
If they made a action movie about that, that shit would be cool as fuck.
I think they did, didn't they?
Well, they didn't make, like, an action movie. I think they just made a movie about Nick Cage getting trapped underneath the rubble, right?
I have no idea. Thing, man. Why would it be Nick Cage? God damn it.
I don't know. It's Nick Cage with
I'm
a mustache,
never
though.
Watch it. Ever.
You put a mustache on Nick Cage, and it's just like, oh, I get it. He's a fucking firefighter.
And then you put bees on him and whatever the fuck.
And then he's
know.
A wicker man. Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck.
His range is unbeatable. You know what
amazing.
We should do soon?
You cut his face off and put it on someone else.
Yeah.
That's not even the same build or anything.
Isn't that crazy that they did that?
That's and, the like, dumbest fucking movie.
So is John Travolta,
yeah,
like, making all these movies now?
I don't know. What?
Like, I still don't know.
Who knows? I don't fucking know, bro.
I gotta open this beer.
Do it.
I got some whiskey, too, and a pen.
Whiskey pen, huh? One of them new alcohol vaporizers.
Yeah, it's a new way to kill yourself.
Do you remember that powdered alcohol?
Yes.
Was that actually real?
I don't know. Dehydrated alcohol?
Somebody told me that it was.
We got a producer over here. We got Asha over here, but she does have a mic. She might pop in, but I don't even know if I have her set up to record, and she's not even plugged in.
I unplugged it.
She got unplugged.
She's
but,
gone.
Can you look up to see if powdered alcohol was the real thing or not? We'll be back. Yeah, hit it fives.
We shall return.
We'll come back with that. We'll circle back. 9/11. All right, I'm going to wait for your dog to quit 9/11 in her fucking dog bed over
Pillow
here.
Pillow fortress. Her bed's not even in there. That black...
Yeah, it's all like smushed
mattress
up.
Behind. Yeah, because I just washed it, and now she's...
She's trying to get under it.
It's a good thing I didn't put anything in there, because she rolled in fucking some sort of shitty shit.
Great job. Great job just waiting for 6 minutes in to start like you always fucking do. All right, there you go. Oh, well, come on. That looked very cool.
At least she doesn't have a squeaky toy.
Yet.
Well, yeah. That'll come in probably 20 minutes.
Yeah. Dude, I am fucking sweaty. Powdered alcohol's a thing?
Yeah, sweet. But that doesn't mean you can drink it. Like,
what's it
is
for?
Is it human consumable?
Well, like, don't you think you could, like, just take powdered alcohol and rehydrate
it,
right?
In most places.
Yeah. Well, it must just be hard to, like, ship to places. Maybe.
Alcohol. Because
it's your pal.
Okay, powdered alcohol or palcohol is alcohol that's been dried and encased into sugar molecules.
Okay.
So then it would be human.
So it's in so it's sweet and it, can you order some? Yeah, it's definitely going to give you a fucking
I'm pretty sure
hangover.
It's illegal here now. It, yeah.
Oh. I might have to take a trip to
Delaware. To alcohol poisoning town?
Yeah. Hey, you want to drive 6 hours and die? Yeah. You want to drive 6 hours, get real sick, and then die?
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm good.
Only illegal in 3 states, Arizona, Colorado, and Texas.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess that does make sense. Arizona, Colorado, Texas. You go ahead. If anyone hears this in those states,
they're just trying to get rid of you guys.
Skunkravine@gmail.com. Get a hold of us. Let's send us some powder alcohol. So, would you be able to, like, okay,
snort it?
What
I don't know.
Yeah, like sugar crystals. That's gonna fuck your shit up.
Yeah,
that's gonna hurt.
Right.
And if you do that, wouldn't it, like, cut you and get into your blood faster?
Right.
And really fuck that, dude. So, don't move it, don't snort it.
Yeah.
Probably don't eat it or drink it either.
Yeah, just down.
Dude, imagine, like, you could...
putting some on the rim of a margarita. Yeah,
or just the rim of a shot glass.
Right. one of those ones.
You probably
the,
only...
The sugar, the lemon drops.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the sugar.
I think we're giving people bad ideas now.
Well... Fuck them.
That's your choice.
At least they're not crashing planes into buildings.
This is true.
Things could be worse.
This is very true.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
I think I have a story for you.
What's up?
We're going to need the whiskey for this one.
Oh, I'm
tell me some. Tell me a funny joke.
A funny joke. You just squeaked. That was good. That was funny. I laughed. I don't have one, bro. Fucking,
I got you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nine.
Nine.
Nine, 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 nine. The towers are falling. That's Hitler on 9/11.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Never spaghetti.
All right. Let's take a couple shots and then tell you this really horrible story. Person who had a worse day than anyone on 9/11. But first, yes, we need to watch the movie The Rock. Nicolas Cage is an FBI agent, right?
Yeah.
You got me? Ed Harris is a, like, Marine colonel. and him and his group of Marines go rogue, and they steal some biological weapons, and then take him out to Alcatraz, and hold a bunch of people hostage, and they're gonna fucking just shoot poison on account of the poison.
On account of the poison.
They're gonna shoot poison all over San Francisco, and the only guy who's ever escaped from the Rock is Sean Connery, and they gotta get him out of prison to show him how he did it, so they can get Nicolas Cage inside.
I dig it.
It is a dope-ass movie.
I feel like I might have seen
some really great...
I might have watched it at your house a long time ago.
Yeah, some really great
Like back
lines.
In the day when like Clem's days.
Yeah. Before social media when it was just like, we're going to get high and watch movies.
Yeah, like play GTA and shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. One of the best lines is... I can't remember what Nick Cage says, but he's like, I'll try my best. And Sean Connery's just like, You're bashed. He's like, losers try to bash. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. Like, all right, you old man who's been in prison for 20 years, chill out.
Yeah,
whoa, bro. You've been like jerking off into Dixie cups for the past 20 years in solitary, dude. What are you talking about?
Taking shots of jizz. It's a little snack.
Okay, so. I got a little story to tell y'all.
Yeah.
And
let me see that pen, bro.
My guess is I would rather have been on any plane or any building on 9/11 that the planes hit or standing in the field where that plane hit. So this happened in Poland to a woman who has been identified by her first name, Malgorzata. We'll just call her Mal.
Yeah.
And she was held captive for 4 years in a barn near Glasgow, Poland.
I know Glasgow.
She revealed the ordeal to doctors after she arrived at the hospital to be treated for a dislocated shoulder. She told another patient in the room with her, that she was repeatedly raped and tortured while locked inside the outbuilding, even became pregnant and had a baby. Doctors found that she suffered from extensive facial damage. And the rest of her body was covered in a variety of abrasions and scars.
It's a lot of beatings and rapings.
Yep. Her alleged captor, Mateusz Jak, 35, was charged last week with mental, physical, and sexual abuse. You ready for the really fucked up part?
They're not going to charge him with shit.
The woman said that Jak was doing some kind of trial on her. He was experimenting on her, and he was trying different things on her. The woman, a source close to the investigation, told the reporter, "From what we heard, the girl does not have lips now because of everything he had done to her. Her face is covered in bruises, and she just has an open hole where her mouth and lips used to be."
Jesus Christ.
So this guy cut her lips off, pulled all her teeth out, so he could face fuck her.
Like a sex style.
So he could face fuck her.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Give me 9/11, please.
Yeah. I'd rather...
I would rather be like, I can't get down the stairs faster than fucking getting my teeth and my lips cut off.
Yeah.
And mouth fucked.
Yeah.
I don't even understand this article, though, because it's like she went to the hospital without lips or teeth.
Right.
And the doctors weren't like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, you know.
You know? Instead,
she had to
tell her roommate in confidence what happened. And then she was like, nurse, button.
Hell.
This bitch is fucked up. Telling me all kinds of shit with her face hole.
Her face hole.
Taken to the hospital several times. Even gave birth to a baby, but was too afraid of her attacker to tell anyone.
So, like, at what point was she missing her lips and her
I don't know. This must have been
teeth.
Towards the end, I guess. Right. She said that he would put a balaclava on her.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't see where he lived and took her to the hospital whenever she needed to give birth or get a bone set. He would also blindfold her with the mask and then take her out at night and wash her up. Sometimes just spray me with a hose. But if she was obedient, I would get warm water.
Oh.
She was hospitalized multiple times during her 4 years of captivity.
I think that'd have questions.
He's accused of breaking her arm, leg, and last year she allegedly needed surgery for damage to her anus.
Anal damage.
Anal damage. And So she was in her 20s when she met this dude on a dating site in 2019. And she traveled to a little village in Poland to meet this guy. Sorry, Devin. Fuck. Every goddamn time.
Every time.
So do not go to Gaki, Poland. It's near Glasgow. Don't date anyone in that area. Because you might end up just becoming...
a fuck doll.
Yeah, just holes for a guy to fuck. So either that and live, or you're in a plane and it flies into a building.
I'd rather die.
Yes, dude.
I would have to not have like a mirror anywhere.
Yeah. Dude, what if they give her some new lips and they're just big fat DSLs?
Yeah. Or they're like not even the same color as her face.
Yeah.
It's like some tiny Asian lips.
Give me some.
Like,
no. Give me some African lips. I want African lips and Asian eyes.
Oh, man.
Coming out here looking like a fucking fish, dude. Looking like a fucking blobfish.
Jesus.
So there are things worse than 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in retrospect.
Dude, the barn that he kept her in was previously used for animals.
Yeah.
No electricity, no running water, yeah. No heating, no toilet, no sunlight because he bricked up the windows. It is 12 feet away from the neighbor's house.
Nice.
Like, this wasn't just out in some fucking countryside. It was like...
Hey.
What the fuck What's is up, going neighbor? On in Poland? Like, do people just show up at the hospital with anal damage all the time?
Apparently. It's boring there. So just destroying anuses.
Oh, no, another cloudy, rainy day.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go get my asshole fucked. Nothing to do but cause a little damage to my anus.
Oh, man.
I want to hear you talk like you're from Poland.
I can't even.
That was kind of more like, what do you think? More like Scandinavian-ish, right?
I have no clue.
What's the Polish
I'm
accent?
I'm not European.
Are you Polish?
I'm not.
Excuse me. I must go to a hospital to get my asshole fixed. It was fucked too many times, and now it must be surgically put back inside because right now... it looks like I am just swinging an elephant trunk from my cheeks.
Oh, my God.
It's a prolapse
joke. Yeah, that's a horrible. A proland lapse. A prolapse anus, I guess. Oh, my God.
Fuck it, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder why we haven't gotten any new listeners recently.
I know, right?
Yeah. You need another? All right.
Yeah.
There you go, sir. Oh, I got hooked on my Band-Aid. Oh, guess what?
Yeah.
I done did it again. Yeah. Yep, sliced a nice chunk off my fucking finger again. Why do you keep doing that? I don't know. Could be because I'm getting high as fuck at work and then using a knife to chop shit up.
Yeah, you'd be having that.
But, yeah.
I was using that chainsaw all day. The other day. Yesterday.
Don't hit your leg.
I was wearing shorts and hiking boots.
Oh, that'll protect you.
Dude, for sure. What are pants going to do?
Yeah. Unless they're the actual, like, chainsaw pants.
Yeah, like the ones with metal.
So, yeah, that's like fibers and shit.
Right. And one of those face shields.
This was not as bad.
Nah, that's not bad.
But I put a bunch of turmeric on it. Dude.
I bet that burnt.
Oh, yeah. Check out what it did.
Burnt like a motherfucker?
Yeah, like coagulated the blood on the surface.
Ew, gross.
Does it look like my finger's just shitting blood? It
looks like a prolapsed asshole.
Yeah, it looks like a Poland. It looks like a Polish asshole.
A prolapse.
A prolapse. Yeah, dude. Roses and shit, man.
That'd be Indian, so like, what would that be? Like, I don't know.
That'd be like a punjlapse.
I got nothing.
Because it's like a punj.
Yeah. That just sounds racist as fuck.
Come here, baby girl. I want to make fuck.
What about the guy that liked your beard the other
day? I can't even do that.
Did a man like your beard? Foreign man?
An Indian guy. Like, they're known for their beards.
Is he like, do you have on?
I don't know. He sounded Indian.
Yeah.
And, I don't do anything special with my beard. I just don't shampoo and condition it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, just
brush it.
Brush the cum out of it every now and then.
Yeah, all the cum.
Just every now and then.
Yeah, sometimes.
When there's two.
Cum times.
When it get cum times, I.
Cum times I brush.
Cum. There you go. There's a little X. Cum times I brush the cum out of my beard, but sometimes I just.
Yeah, I was like trying to walk away, and he kept talking about my beard. It was kind of creepy.
You gotta just start fucking with people. Like, you should see the one in my pants.
Yeah, right. Just get like a little.
This one.
Like some glasses and stuff.
Technically, it goes down here because it's all connected.
Yeah, but then I can whip it out and people won't know.
Yeah. I'd be like, that's just my beard hanging out from under my shirt.
No, it's just a puppet. I don't even have a dick. I'm a woman. And then I pocket sand and then I run away.
The joke's on you. I don't even have a penis.
Just throw sand in their eyes and then shasha out. It's my new thing.
Dude, I'm just thinking of. Do you remember the episode of The Simpsons with Hank Scorpio?
No.
He is like, he owns like a business. And he's hanging out with Homer. I think it was when Homer designed that car or something. I think that's what happened.
Are you talking about like the prison dude?
No.
Oh.
He's just like, some businessman.
Well, because I was thinking about
And he's thing. Like, here, Homer, will you hang up my coat? And he like looks around. And they're in a circular room, so there's like no corner or anything to hang it on.
I have no fucking clue.
And he's just like, yeah, we don't believe in walls. Here. He's like, in fact, I didn't even give you my coat. And he looks down and he looks back at him. He's wearing his coat backwards. That's what I picture Jesus it there. Christ.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Damn it. I had something I was going to say and I forgot. She gone.
Toodaloo.
We're talking about pocket sand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you remember the tipper? Instead of leaving a tip, you just leave a picture of your dick tip. I made that up. Remember?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
I was like, yeah, the tipper. You know?
Then you got to get a bunch of pictures developed of your penis.
Well, just the tip.
Okay, yeah.
The tipper. Come on.
So then if anyone Jesus says Christ. That, you'd be like, that's my elbow.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's not my dick, too.
You like what you sleep?
Prove it.
You like what you sleep?
Like, I don't know. I found that.
You don't? Then yeah, it was my elbow, bitch.
You're like, oh my God, I'm so appalled that somebody put that on my thing.
If I got that for a tip, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. People.
Just the acorn.
People want to show me their penis.
Just the tip.
Yeah.
He's messing up.
He's all tip.
He's not listening.
I don't think he's getting what I'm saying is he's all tip.
Yeah. It's just a bush.
It's just head.
And an acorn.
It's an acorn and a bush.
Yeah. Whoa, bro. Take it down a notch over there. Whoa.
Ashley, take a big ass shot. And then turn your mic on. I got important questions to ask. Do tits fart? No. You know, if you squeeze
not
them together.
Dude, I guarantee if I had tits, I could make it fart.
You could probably do that, yeah. What if you had, like, comically large, big, fat, huge tits, like, bam, boom, like beach balls?
I don't think it matters.
What if you took both your hands and cupped them underneath, like cupping a fart in your armpit, and then just start. Who do we know?
I'm going to make your.
Who do we know with massive tits who will try this?
Don't need them. I'm going to make her tit fart. Trust me.
Just farting on her tits.
Next week, I'm Skunk Ravine.
Next week. I tried really hard. Turns out they don't. I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm going to make it happen. She's going to complain, but.
Do you think
What else is new?
Do you think you could get breast implants but get like a squeak toy put in there?
No, because it would put air. Like, oh, you'd have to have a valve coming out, which would be gross.
Well, it could be like the Reebok pumps, disgusting. Man.
Yeah. Fucking what's-his-nuts was wearing pumps the other day.
Dude, I want pumps.
You know who?
Oh, that guy.
I'm not saying names.
You don't say who? No fucking
the only
names.
Person over here that had pump-up shoes. You fucking nerd. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Oh, that AC kicked on.
Nick, what are you doing?
Fuck yeah.
Well, I didn't want it next to the beer and the whiskey, so I put it over there.
Well, it was hooked on some shit.
I know.
And then it was about to turn some knobs.
I am so glad your air kicked on, dude. I am fucking sweating. Like, I don't know what it is, but the past 3 weeks of this summer, I have been fucking sweating so goddamn much.
I was outside all day.
Even on days where it's not that hot, I am still, like...
They said it wasn't hot today. Bullshit. It was fucking hot as fuck, dude.
I've never been one to get swamp ass really bad, but this week, like, all of a sudden, my asshole is sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I kept going to the bathroom at work and wiping my ass because I was like, I feel like I shit myself.
Should have just shoved a towel in your ass crack.
Should have done what cooks usually do and just fucking rub down with fucking cornstarch.
Sounds like it'd make a
You're
batter.
Gonna need a shower when you get home, but...
It's gonna make a batter.
It does, like, dry up.
Make a batter.
It'd have to be a sourdough for sure if it came off of me.
A fallopian thing, fungal, whatever.
Yeah. A fallopian funk. Yeah, from all that fallopian tube juice that's on my dick. Yeah. Because I'd be having sex, you know.
It's got that sourdough dick.
They call my dick sourdough because it's covered in fallopian juice.
Oh, my God. Do you wrap it in a wet towel, dick? To make it rise. Oh my God, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. This is awesome. I feel like we're 2 10-year-olds with a tape recorder, dude.
Oh, it's good. I mean, we pretty much are.
Hell yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I know.
It be what it be, bro.
All right. Can I tell you something?
I mean, it depends, but yeah.
Ashley, you're going to love this.
You're going to love it.
I took the kids to the store to get some shit for dinner. Right?
And you just beat the shit out of them?
Yeah. Amara wouldn't stop crying, so I punched her in the face.
You'll have that.
And I got pictures to prove it, too. Guess what? Way. Old man can still throw a right hook. She took it like a champ.
Oh, damn. What did she do? What did she eat?
She wouldn't shut up, so I fucking socked her in the nose, man. No, she got stung by a bee in the forehead.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Her face.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
It does.
He's like, oh God.
Okay. So, you couldn't see that, but it was a picture of my daughter with her fucking face all puffed up from a bee sting. I do not hit my kids.
This is when they're most aggressive and out the most.
Children? Yeah.
Yeah. No, hornets. Than yellow jackets. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? just out for blood.
Because they really use pheromones.
Ashley is saying that a wasp followed her dad inside and hit him, stung him while he was taking a shit.
Wait, didn't it sting him first in the truck? Yes, so when they sting you, they release pheromones to tell other ones to sting you. They're assholes. They're like, yo, gang, gang.
Yeah. Well, we had a bee at work the other day buzzing around the table.
Do you know how many people at my work have been stung?
It kept coming on my glass.
Yeah.
And like,
oh, dude, it was jacking
off. I finally whacked
it,
and it fell on the ground.
You shouldn't have whacked it. You made it come even harder.
I fucking whacked it, and it did jizz.
You said it was coming all over the side of your glass, bro.
Dude, bees come a lot. So I'm sitting there drinking bee juice, and I'm like, I don't want any more. Get out of here. I'm full.
Get out of here.
My stomach literally cannot hold anymore. Get out of here, you single bee. No, but yeah, it was a wasp.
Yeah.
I whacked it, And then this dude is like, oh, I'm going to step on it. I'm like, no, let it fucking suffer. Just leave it alone. It's fucked up. Its wings are fucked up. It's not going anywhere. It's going to die. Just leave it alone. And he fucking and he stepped on it and more it. Came. Two more bees showed up. Yep. I'm like, dude. And they were like focused on him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. He's like, whoa, it's a good thing no one's allergic. It's like,
yeah.
That's why I said just leave it.
I killed two at the shop, two yellow jackets earlier, and I didn't know flies were so brutal.
Yeah, like biting and shit? Or do they come and dude, eat, they eat came the body?
They ate the bees' yeah. bodies.
Yeah.
There was like a swarm of them.
Isn't it cool that flies just like throw up and then suck
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's why they like kept puking and flying away and puking. Yeah, like blah, they're just like... Blah, 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 blah. It's like a grease orgy room or whatever. What is it? A vomitorium? Oh, yeah. They like eat so much really, and then they throw just, up and then just, go eat more.
Yeah. And then fuck.
Yeah.
It's just a big gluttony fuck, yeah. fuck fest.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Satan probably was from Greece.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Well, duh.
So.
Yeah, we went off the tracks there yeah, for
that's
a second.
Totally fine. We can come. We can rerail it right here.
Yeah, you know. Well, I so mean, check this there's out. Nowhere to rerail.
Take the
to.
Kids to the store, get some shit for dinner. We're on the way home, right?
Yeah.
Desmond's in the back. He starts singing a song. First you're a baby, then you're a kid, then you're an adult, then you're old, and then you go away forever.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's true.
I was like, where'd you hear that, buddy? He's like, I just made it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. We got home. I had him sing it again. He sang it again this morning. I had him sing it at the dinner table tonight for Ashley.
That is awesome. What did Ashley? She was just like, oh, my God. I was like,
Desmond, what was that song you were singing the other day? And he's like, what? And I'm like, first you're a baby, then you're a kid. And he's like, oh,
does he like it?
Yeah.
Does he like that jam?
And his
that's
face
good.
Was just like, and then you're gone forever.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, that's awesome.
No one taught you to fear God.
That's amazing. I love it.
Lucky. That kid is just like, oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah, you just die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you're just gone.
Yeah, I think that's like awesome, you know?
Oh, for sure.
My parents told me, and, you know, I went to Sunday school and church mm-hmm. and Catholic middle right. school 1 year.
I was Irish Catholic.
I was just laying in bed at night thinking about how I'm going to burn in hell forever. You know?
Yeah.
And then, you
see,
know,
I never got taught any of that, really.
Oh, yeah. It was Catholic. And
my parents didn't like.
Absolutely. Dude, you break the rules, you're going to hell. You're going to just burn forever. And I remember like crying in my bed one night. I think I was in elementary school, and my mom came up. I think it was around the time my grandma died too.
Yeah.
So, just death
so you had a lot of questions. Yeah. And yeah. Where are you gonna go?
And guess
what?
I didn't get no fucking answers.
Because nobody has the answers.
You know, when I told my mom that I was afraid of dying and going to hell, she was just like, that won't happen for a long, long time. Just like, what the fuck? Like,
she might have just heard the first part and not meant to not answer the second
yeah,
part.
Yeah, she just tuned me out after that.
Yeah.
She's just like, don't worry.
Just like a,
like, don't worry, I'll die way before you do. I'm like, right. That's, you're okay, good night. You're not,
love you.
You're not
bye.
Fucking helping me here, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared. I'm nah, scared
I was,
of the devil.
I was introduced to, like, death and stuff at a young age. You know, my sister having cancer, not knowing if she was even going to live.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I bet. How old are you?
I think I was in, like...
elementary?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Fourth grade. I had to stay at, like, other people's houses and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because my parents were always, like, in Chicago, because
were they still together at this point?
Fuck, that's a good question. Yes, they were. Yeah, no, they were.
So your sister didn't die?
No, she's balling now.
So they got divorced after she didn't die?
Well, she's technically she's my half sister, but she's my sister.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She's my oldest sister, so yeah. Like, Yeah.
I was just making a joke, trying to lighten it.
No, you're good. Oh, there's nothing.
We're, yeah, in, no, the we're in the sad ravine.
Yeah, no.
Okay, she survived.
Yeah, no, fuck yeah.
Leaving us hanging.
Yeah, no, she's good. And then she had another cancer thing happen recently, and she kicked that thing's ass, too.
So. God damn, shit.
Yeah.
But how old was she when she first had it?
Like 16 or some shit.
Damn.
Because I was like, I don't know. Like I said, it was like 4th or 5th grade.
Yeah.
I don't know what age is that shit is. I yeah. don't have kids, you know.
4th and 5th grade, that's probably like 11, 12.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was definitely in high school. She hadn't graduated or anything. But, yeah, no, she's kicking ass now. She's been kicking ass since then.
Good. So, good, good. Shout
I
out.
I know we've probably talked about it before.
But. I think we have, but I don't. My brain is dog shit.
Yeah, well, you know.
Knock, knock.
A lot of shit happens. What, 9/11?
Nine.
Yeah. Nine what?
9/11. What a tragedy.
I already knew.
I just want to do one Norm MacDonald quote.
What?
9/11.
Yeah. What's that? That would be Norm MacDonald.
R.I.P. I'm starting to hear about deaths of celebrities.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, not surprised at all.
Duh. I'm surprised a lot of them are still alive, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it, dude, like, Richard Simmons?
Willie Nelson? How's Willie Nelson well,
no,
still
Richard,
alive?
Richard Simmons, like, just died recently.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he's still exercising.
I thought he died, like, 10 years ago.
I mean, in media and whatnot.
Yeah, oh, God, career suicide.
Yeah. I hadn't heard shit about him in forever. But Willie Nelson, I just saw him.
How was it?
I think this year, or, yeah. I think
yeah.
it was this year.
Was he good?
Yeah, I mean.
Because when I saw him, it was way too quiet.
We were at.
Barely heard it.
Oh, no. He played, like, he played with Bob Weir, too.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, so, like, we went all the way to Detroit at, like, way too late and just caught it just to see Willie Nelson.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We missed everyone else.
Yeah.
But he played he played with Bob Weir.
And Rat Dog?
Was that?
Was it just Bob Weir or Bob Weir and Rat Dog?
I think it was just Bob Weir and Willie Nelson. And I don't remember. I just remember he played Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die.
Ooh.
And that's the only song he sang, Willie sang, like, all himself, like, the whole way. Like, I think he's, like, 91 or 92.
Yeah, dude. The fact that he still fucking tours is insane.
Dude, insane.
Do you think he'll die on stage? I mean, he'll probably die on tour. Yeah, he was quiet as fuck when we saw him, and it was crowded as fuck at this music festival.
Oh, it was the music festival.
So we're just, and it was dry and dusty as fuck.
Where at?
Summer camp.
Well, that's why.
With no rain all weekend, so it was just a fucking dust storm.
Yeah, we were over in Detroit at, like, Pine Knob or whatever, Pine Creek or one of them shitty hilly venues.
It was a pine something.
What's the one with the super steep hill? Pine Knob.
Pine Knob. I've heard people compare that to Alpine Valley. Is that the one in Wisconsin that's like that?
I don't know,
that,
but like, it's a like
resort?
A murder hill.
Yeah.
Like, if one person falls down drunk, they're, yeah, you're going to kill everyone.
Snowball that shit.
Dude, yeah.
Fuck, that's going to, got to feel that in your calves, huh?
Oh, yeah. From standing, like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be a fucking pain in the dick.
Yeah, that's when you just, like, stand and look up the hill or, like, twist. And
yeah, you know. At a show like that.
Or just
that,
don't stand on the hill.
I was
going to
say,
just
at a
walk
show
around.
Like that, like,
I just walk.
Everybody just sit the fuck down and chill out. You don't need to stand.
Yeah, but then there's people
and,
in your way. Yeah. And like.
But if you're on a hill, you should be good, right?
No. You never seen that video of that dude trying to run from the cops at a festival on a hill? You know which one I'm talking about.
I don't know.
He, like, bowling balls a bunch of people.
Then,
the cops are trying to chase him down.
I was
down
saying
a
the
hill.
Cops probably had to save him after that.
Oh, he like rolled and like took out a chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was probably at that fucking venue, to be honest.
You'll have to pull that up and show it to me before I leave. I want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I like the one of the dude freaking out on drugs. Have you ever seen that one where he's just like... And security and cops are, like, trying to chase him. He's just, like, running around. This fucking dude just runs up and spears him.
No.
And, like, fucks him off. Like, dude, the guy's just, like, rolling on the ground all fucked up.
Fuck his solar plexus.
And it was, like, some buff dude with cornrows. Like, blonde yes. cornrows. He just runs up and spears him to the ground and, like, gets up. And, like, the cops run up and he's just, like, yeah, there you go. Just, like, walks off.
Done. Solved it.
I gotcha. But, yeah, that guy was just fucked up.
Give him a shot to the solar plexus.
Yeah, just knock the fucking air the out of his goddamn yeah, soul, dude.
I've been there, not getting speared, but
yeah.
I did have those cops spear me up, you know.
Can I give you another article that I saved for yeah, us, dude. Man?
Duh. What kind of a question is that? What's the whole point of this?
This happened in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The mysterious death of a Florida man has been solved, police say, after piecing together an elaborate suicide plot that included a weather balloon hoisting a gun into the sky.
Did he snipe himself?
Nope. It looks like he went to a golf course. His body was found with a bullet wound to the chest.
Nice.
Oh,
is he trying to make a drone?
I think he was trying to make it look like he got shot. But he killed himself. So he tied a weather balloon to his gun, shot himself in the heart.
Oh, and then let the balloon...
So the balloon took yeah. the gun away. It was a revolver, so nice. There weren't any casings. And his friends were always like, yeah, usually he has like $200 or $300. He always carries $200 or $300 cash on him, always. And he had it's no money in his wallet. So I think he tried to like stage a robbery. And like shot killed himself.
Yeah.
Just let the gun float away. Like, dude...
That's amazing.
Yeah, and they think it was in Florida, so they think the balloon went up, got carried out above the Atlantic Ocean, eventually popped, and the gun will never be fucking found. It's out in the ocean somewhere.
That's amazing. Like, why wouldn't he, like...
I guess it would be because, like...
Why wouldn't you shoot yourself in the fucking arm or, like, the...
I think he was, like, trying to get insurance for his wife or something okay. like that.
That's, like, he was trying to kill himself.
Yeah, or maybe he didn't want people to know that he killed himself, so he wanted it to look like he died heroically fighting man. Off a robber? I don't
know. It's hard saying. It's Florida.
He didn't leave a suicide note. He did, like, purchase, you know, he bought a weather balloon. He looked up, like, the stuff wind. About suicide and weather balloons yeah. and how to float. Like,
okay, well,
I mean, he left a
that.
Trail. Yeah, I might have to cut all
that. You're
going
to have to cut all that out.
Yeah, I'll just leave parts of it. No, don't turn it off. Keep going. We'll talk about it after we're done. So, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Continue with your idea, but I do have a story.
Idea for the show.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do this if you don't want to. But I think every other week I'll try to, like, do some research and come back with a story to dive into.
Yeah.
I already got one lined up for my first one that I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
So I could do like 1 week. You could do the next if you yes. want. Or yes. whatever. Or you could just make up a top 10 list of fucking...
I'm game.
Potato chips you like or something. I don't know.
Man. Yeah. How they're making fucking more air in the bags and less
yeah,
than
do
kidding.
Not. Don't get me started. We only got about 10 minutes left. Don't get me. Don't open this
even,
bag of chips.
Don't grind my gears.
Don't open this bag of chips because there's plenty of air in this bag of chips. You know
shit,
what kind of air?
Hot.
Hot air.
Oh, gassy.
Look, just make the fucking bag smaller. I don't give a shit. I'm right. still going to buy fucking Fritos and shit, man. Right.
Like, let me feel what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's the cushion. You can't shut up. Fuck up, Lays.
Shit, what was I going to say?
Skunk Ravine will fuck your shit up.
It had something to do with a job. Damn it.
Of the hand variety?
I wish.
My first hand job was in 2001, right around September 11th. So, Ashley, I know I've told you about my first hand job. My first hands-free orgasm, starring me and my Jehovah Witness girlfriend.
Ah, yes. That's very nice. Did she knock on your door?
Guess what? She ain't going to be one of the 133,000. Yeah, she jerked me off in my mom's basement, and then we jumped in her minivan. We went and smoked weed and listened to Real Big Fish.
Send it.
We were not going to let the terrorists win that year.
Never.
You know?
You don't ever let them win.
I don't let them win.
Just like I will say that name over and over on this shit.
And I'll just keep reversing it.
You terrorist piece of shit.
You can keep doing it, because every time you say it, I'm just going to reverse the line.
Idre Eribe.
Now it's going to sound normal. Don't
stop the pig laughing. Got you, bitch. Idre Eribe.
To anyone who speaks pig Latin, just don't listen to him. Maybe you should just tell his story.
I already have, didn't I?
I don't think so.
I thought I did.
Let's not get into
Here at beer. That's a different time.
That's a whole different can of worms. That's a whole new episode.
That's like a can of terrorism.
I guess. Wasn't it like wannabe terrorism, though? It wasn't actual terrorism. I mean, only it was ram a FBI car, right? Or was he making bombs and shit?
He was sending money overseas. Dude, you can look it up on MLive.
Oh, my God, I will.
Look it up on MLive.
I will.
Just type in my Eribdi MLive.
I will.
Idrary, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm going to blank all this out, man.
Look it up. I can look it up right now.
Holy shit, yeah. Dude. That's amazing. I didn't know he was sending money overseas.
Yeah, bro.
Like to the Taliban?
To his wife.
His wife.
That they weren't married, but like, yeah, to this lady.
I know. Yeah, I've heard about that. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So he did this in 2011. Yeah. So tomorrow, on September 11th.
Yep. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Straight up.
Wowee.
Yep.
7 years, 8 months for assault with a dangerous weapon on a federal officer.
Yeah, car.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sending money overseas, man.
Yeah, he's threatened to kill me.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
He probably went back to prison for using the internet to threaten me.
Oh, that happened.
I don't think he's supposed to be doing that.
Oh, wow. Well.
Because he's done it to multiple people that I know. Like, well, that we all went to.
Yeah. Well, fuck him. Hey, future Nick, have fun editing this one, buddy.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
I'm tiptoeing all around this subject.
Yeah,
I don't want to cut it all out, though, because I feel like our conversation is
done. Oh, we're going to finish it after this. We can finish it on here, but
I don't even want to get into it.
We'll finish it after.
I don't think, well.
Oh, I've got plenty more.
Stories of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Family members that you are.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, save it for a fresh episode.
No, we'll save it for after we get done.
Here. No, save it for next week. We can do like an episode.
I don't want to implement anybody.
Okay. All right. So. Well, yeah, just tell me when we're done here.
Yeah, we're done.
All right.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Yeah, that sums it up for Skunk Ravine.
You want to call it after that?
Yeah.
It was an hour, and after I edit, it'll probably be 58 minutes. I don't think we're going to have to cut too much out of this one, except for that last 8 minutes.
Definitely.
But yeah. That's fine.
Fuck it. You can make it a mystery and like put the in-betweens in.
As I said, I know how to reverse stuff now, so I'll just reverse it.
Yeah. Yep.
And then if somebody wants to listen to the entire podcast in reverse just to hear.
Hey, you know.
I'm going to start doing that, just putting hidden messages in the podcast. Like, hey. Rob a bank and give us money.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'll be like, that's just coincidence.
I don't even know.
I can't tell you why it sounds like that at all. It doesn't make sense.
That's just weird.
After she leaves, do you want to start the real recording? Where we just talk shit about Ashley?
Yeah, let's just see. All right.
She's so nice. What a bitch.
I'm about to move this car.
Okay. Do you want to sign off? Okay. Hey, everybody, lay your little head down, go to night-night, or wake up. because in the hour that you listen to this, the towers are about to collapse, and we were in there, so we gotta jump. Catch you later.
Deuces.
Skunkery. 9/11.